So today, the Star newspaper is reporting that Isilo Samabandla, the Zulu King Goodwill Zwelithini, has complained that his royal budget of an estimated 50 million rand is inadequate and that his household is one of the poorest in the country amongst royals, that is. Speaking at his 69th birthday bash at the weekend, the report goes on to say he wants an especially big celebration when he turns 70 next year. Remember Mandela's birthday at Wembley Stadium in 1988. But anyway, he wants a big bash next year, the king, for which, of course, he's saying his subjects must pay. He's also said to have told them how lucky they are because he's the longest living Zulu monarch on record. But the part that disturbed me about the report was that it quotes His Majesty as having said, and I quote, "Sometimes when I speak, it is not me, but someone is speaking through me and I'm commanded and I have to cough it out whether I like it or not," end quote. That obviously would cement the idea that his are not the words of a mere man, but at the very least of a higher being. Contextualize that, if you will, in light of previous comments he's made about, say, foreigners or gays, for example. Joining us on the line then is Professor Pitika Ntuli, who's a sculptor, poet and academic and knows quite a lot about cultural affairs. We've lost the professor. We'll try to get Prof Ntuli back. But let me just, you know, let's contextualize the idea that when the king speaks, he is speaking, as the voice, as the conduit of voices that are higher. Listen to some of the things that he has said. In 2012, the king criticized people who engaged in same-sex relationships as rotten. He stated that traditionally there were no people who engaged in same-sex relationships. There was nothing like that. If you do it, you must know you are rotten. I don't care how you feel about it. If you do it, you must know that it is wrong. You are rotten. Same-sex is not acceptable. That's one of the things that he said. Of course, remember, you talked about the influx of foreign nationals. So when he then says his statements are that of a higher power, you have to then contextualize those remarks in that regard. We've got Professor Ntuli back on the line. Thank you very much, Prof, for joining us. Firstly, I mean, if this report is correct, is King Goodwill Zwelithini, is his the poorest among South Africa's royal households?
Yes, I just missed the opening part because I was just off the air. Could you just please just repeat that?
Essentially, I was just commenting, or at least reflecting on the report in the Star newspaper today, which when looking back at the weekend celebrations of the king's 69th birthday, the king is alleged to have said that his 50 million rand budget is inadequate and that his household, his royal household, is among the poorest in the country. And that, of course, that when he speaks, it is not him who is speaking, but someone is speaking through him and he's commanded to cough it out whether the words, those are words he likes or not. And so firstly, then, I want to just deal with the money issue. Is his amongst the poorest of South Africa's royal households?
I wouldn't be sure about the poorest.
How are budgets for royal households allocated?
I think budgets for royal households go according to the size of the nationality, also how many of our makosi are under in that kingdom, and a variety of other factors. Some of them are also subsidized by provincial governments, but others are not supported by provincial governments, in a similar manner. So it's quite a very, 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 very complex thing.
Of course, it's important to note for the purposes of our conversation that the Constitution does recognize the institution of traditional leadership. But once they are given, whatever budget or amount, are they expected to do anything in return?
No, I mean, what they have to do is to look after, their nations, to look after the interests of their nations, to settle some of those disputes that are not very highly criminal. The issue of the allocation of the land, the issue of looking at the cultural ceremonies that keep the nation together. And in terms of conflict, they are also the ones that make that intervention within the kingdom. So there's quite a lot of work that the kings and some of our traditional leaders have to perform.
Would you say that as citizens we're getting a good bang fuck?
I think we are getting a good bang for that. For instance, when you talk about King Zwelithini,
yes,
who is arguing now that the people under his kingdom need to have title deeds for their land that they control or that they live in, so that it belongs to them, legally. He's addressing the issue of the land question that, in broader political ways, we talk about and we're doing absolutely nothing about it.
What do you say to the view that in a modern democratic society there should not be a place, I suppose, for this type of leadership if the basis of qualification is simply right of birth?
Speak to the Windsor House in London, speak to the Monaco, speak to many European kings and queens, speak to Holland.
And even in those countries, there are those who oppose those monarchies for the same reasons.
Yeah, no, I mean, everywhere. Even within the monarchy, there are people who oppose monarchy for whatever reason. So if the argument is that we are having it because we are not sophisticated or civilized, then the whole of Europe is not civilized.
No, but I mean, let's not have the civilized debate, but there are those who say in a modern society, the idea of paying someone simply, and funding a lifestyle for them simply because they were of the right lineage is not compatible with democratic values.
Who defines that democracy?
The will of the majority, the will of the people.
Yeah, the will of the people then in KwaZulu-Natal support the royal house. Therefore, that's the democracy that they have.
The idea that his words are not merely his, but could be those of someone higher or a higher being than himself, does that mean his words are unchallengeable?
It does not necessarily mean that. Because remember that the earth that we occupy is sacred. Culturally, in any Venda, Sotho, Tswana, the earth is sacred. If the king is the head of that land, then the king is in himself sacred, and he intervenes between the people and the supreme being or the ancestors that control that land.
All right, so Professor Ntuli, royal households are here to stay.
Royal households are here to stay. They are custodians of a culture that has been disrupted by colonialism and settler colonialism. They are the mainstay of who we are, what our soul is, our relationship to the stars, to the moon, to the rivers, and everything that consists of us.
Professor Ntuli, thank you very much for your time this afternoon. What are your thoughts? Do you like the idea of funding royal households of any description, or do you agree with Professor Ntuli there that they are custodians of culture and African values, and that system was disrupted by the arrival of Europeans and needs to be retained? Or do you think in a modern democracy, leaders should be elected for what they do and removed if they don't do it?